Hey, this is Eamon. You're listening to Progress and Perfection, a recovery-themed, Christian-flavored daily reflection. You can find us at progressandperfection.com. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:31-32. Looks like we may be using the OG "truth shall set you free" quote a bit out of context. Jesus made this proclamation to those who believed in him and clearly refers to the truth of the word of God setting us free in and through him. Now, this doesn't lessen the helpfulness of our oft-used abridged version. Indeed, by acknowledging the truths of the matter of our drinking, the self-serving and often fatal path we were on, and the clear, simple, but difficult path to sobriety and freedom, we can make great headway toward relief. It's often best to leave religion out in the beginning. My own early sobriety was marked more by a pursuit of emotional clarity than a return to my faith. That came later, once I'd got my feet under me and realized the roots of the teaching of AA all branched out from Scripture. And for sure, grab hold of religion if you can stomach it. It has become a lifeline for me, and I'm grateful I returned to it as soon as I could. So, use half the verse twice as long as you need if it helps sober you up. But don't forget the whole message. God desires for us to abide in him, and I expect it will take a lifetime of striving toward that to find the freedom that truly lasts. Am I shirking my own progress in any way? Hey, thanks for listening, and feel free to forward this to a friend who may appreciate it. You can find us at progressandperfection.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.